Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. This is the last Sunday in September. What the heck? The time is just flying by. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. I am a happiness specialist. The only one in the world, happiness specialist. What the hell? Who is that? What does that mean? Who is she? I don't know how you people are finding the show. I had somebody email me the other day from Amsterdam. So thank you and welcome to Reality Spirituality. Share it. Share the show or not. It's all okay with me. Let me just give a proper introduction, especially for my new listeners. I have new people all the time listening. Some people find me and then they find me and they leave me. So let me just give a proper introduction. When I say I'm a happiness specialist, what my purpose here on this planet, at least what I believe my purpose is when I was interested in and when I started focusing on being happy, and when I asked to be happy, I just wanted to be happy. I want to live to my potential and I want to be happy. That's it. That's all I want. And when I spoke those words, little did I know that I was going to be taken on a journey that would last for decades. And when I say wanting to be happy, I'm really talking about navigating through the journey we called life in a state of peace, and calm, and balance, and contentment, and feeling a vibration of satisfaction. That's what I call happiness. Being able to be at peace, regardless if there are bombs flying, I'm saying that figuratively, regardless if there's bombs exploding, regardless if there's tsunamis, hurricanes, regardless of the weather, I want to be able to navigate through this life feeling peaceful. That means no matter what happens, I'm going to feel at peace. I don't know about you people, I don't know about you, my dear audience, but I think that's hot. I think being able to be at peace, to live in a peaceful state of mind, regardless of what's going on out there, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the people, regardless of what somebody says to you or does to you, does to you, quote unquote, I'm going to be at peace. And it all started when I, you know, I don't know about you, but when I set a goal, back in the day, way back when I thought I wanted something, set a goal to maybe travel to a country that I wanted to go skiing, or maybe travel to a country I wanted to go on a vacation, or maybe accomplish, you know, I finished that first book, I'm writing my second book, maybe an accomplishment, maybe a, a promotion. But what I found was none of those things, my dear audience, from the traveling to the jobs to the promotions to the titles to the relationships, none of those things were there to, none of those things kept me at a peaceful state. None of those things stayed with me and were able to, when I say keep me, maintain a peaceful state. There had to be some strategies. You know, this life, living, being, having a peaceful state of mind, I call it peace in mind, takes practice. It takes practice and it takes recognition of what is the programming, because it is the programming or the thoughts that caused all of the suffering. It's not the event. It's not what we were taught. Oh, it's what happened. The what's happened is is the story. So it's never the story. It's never the event. It's getting beneath all of that, getting through the programming. The programming is what makes us all suffer. And let's get to today's topic, because today's topic is one of my favorite topics. And I've talked about it before, because what I do here on this show is share with you what subtracts from happiness, what behaviors subtract from happiness, what perspectives, what thoughts, what subtracts from happiness. And then the other part of this show is to share with you what adds to happiness. Now, it makes common sense. It makes sense that you would practice what adds to happiness and you would eliminate what subtracts. And that's all the show is about. So for today's topic, which is a topic that I've covered before, and it's about what's so important. The topic, just the label alone, labeling anything as it's important, is automatically you're starting off walking into a wall. No, scratch that. You're starting off subtracting from your peace. The minute you label, and all labels subtract from happiness, we've talked about that before, but the minute you label something that is important, you are putting, number one, you're putting a judgment on it. All judgments subtract from happiness. We talked about that forever. All judgments subtract from happiness, and also all labels. But when you label something serious and important, then you are opening yourself up for a huge, huge hurt and a subtraction of your peace, if you have any. Sorry about that. When I say if you have any, I'm talking about in the moment. When you label anything important, let's go back over some things. Let me just share with you. And I had this, you want to call it an aha moment, an epiphany, you want to have it eyes wide open. I had this moment this week. But this is a running theme. And especially if you're from my generation, well, I don't know especially if you're from my generation, but the generation where you always had to be productive. There was something that you had to do to keep, you couldn't just sit there and stare at a wall. You couldn't just sit there and contemplate the makings of the universe. No, in the Norrington household, you had to be productive. And you had to be doing something. And one of the things that my mother used to say was, do something even if it's wrong. So this programming of getting something done, accomplishing something, goal setting, accomplishing, striving, doing, is very, very, very ingrained in every cell of my body. So the deprogramming, or the getting rid of, the recognizing the programming of, oh, you're not doing anything, then here we go. Then that means you're lazy. That means you're not productive. That means you're wasting time. That means, oh, a whole litany of things, doesn't it? But let me say something about this, cause something being important. Let me just ask you some questions. If you lose your wallet with your ID, and say you just took out a withdrawal from your bank account, and you have $300 in your wallet. My limit is $300. You have $300 in your wallet. Your wallet's gone. Your ID is gone. Your credit cards are gone. Your $300 are gone. Is that important? I'm going to let you answer that. Okay? I'll let you answer that. How about this one? You're waiting for a decision that is going to, say you're in the middle of a lawsuit. And you're waiting for a decision either way. The judge has to read the papers. You're waiting for, and this just happened to me this week. A gentleman was waiting for a decision from a court case that he was attempting to win. And while he was waiting, I called the court clerk, and we were going to get the decision emailed. And while we were waiting for all of that, he says, oh, my heart's about to jump out of my skin. Well, the reason why his heart was about to jump out of his skin, because he was nervous, because he labeled the decision of his court case as serious and important. See, when you label these things and you really believe that something's important, there is not only a psychological effect that it has on you, but there's also a physical effect that labeling something important has as well. The physical, you know what I'm talking about, that nerves, that uneasy, that imbalance, that stress, that anxiety, all of that comes from labeling anything is important. And I can guarantee you that when you do label anything important, you are going to be affected, and your peace is going to be, you might as well just go to the bank and take a withdrawal of peace. Now, let's back up a little bit. So court case, decision on a court case, is that important? That's another question that you can answer. What about a death of a family member? What about a death of a parent? Is that important? So you follow what I'm saying. Now, when I say label something important, not label something important, I'm not saying that you don't take care of whatever situation you need to take care of, or you don't address the situation, or you stick your head in the sand. What I'm saying is there is a vibration that you emit. There's an energy that you emit that you can still take care of business, but with this, without the label, the stress of the anxiety of, this is important. I hope that distinction has been explained. There is a way, there is a vibration to navigate through anything in this life without having this, it's important. Because that important vibe, that important energy will subtract from your peace. That is a guarantee. See, this life is like being on call. First responders, or on call surgeon, first responder, on call doctor. All of these. So life is really about any moment, and when I say any moment being a quote unquote important moment to address. But you don't have to label it important. In other words, when you are really committed to getting, when you are really committed to and you start prioritizing wanting to be happier, wanting to be more at peace, wanting to contribute peace to this planet, then you're labeling all circumstances as just that. This is an experience. This is a circumstance without a judgment, without a label. When you, and let me say this, you were, whatever you think is important, know that you were programmed to believe that it is important. That it is important. You were not born. You did not. You were not born coming. You were not. You were not put on this planet 1 year old, 2 years old, thinking anything was important. You were taught. You were programmed, brainwashed to think that things are important. It's the important vibe that is the issue. So a couple of days ago, this is why I'm on this important kick. A couple of days ago, well, let me just share another story. When I was living in California, there was a time in my life where, this is a few years ago, several years ago, there was a time in my life where I was compiling this list of what subtracts from happiness and what adds to happiness. And one of the things that I knew about myself was, and it is an all of what's in the mirror. How do you feel about that person in the mirror? And how do you feel about that life that that person in the mirror is living? That's what this is all about. And there was a time where, this was before the first book was published, so I really don't remember exactly, but I do remember having weekends of not really being productive and feeling bad about myself for not really being productive, letting a weekend go by and I didn't get anything done. I believe it was around the time that I was trying to finish my first book, but I don't really remember. But I do remember thinking, okay, I don't get anything done. Now I feel like crap about myself on Monday because I didn't get enough done on during the weekend. And this went on for a while. This went on, and I've told this story before. This went on for a while, and the universe finally hit me with, we want you to feel good about yourself regardless of whether you're doing something or regardless of whether you're doing nothing. We want you to feel good about yourself doing nothing. Well, that was in California, and it took me close to 2 years. I'm not exaggerating. Took me close to 2 years to feel good about myself and my weekends when I literally didn't do anything and didn't accomplish anything. Fast forward to Oregon. Now, they really stuck me. They really stuck me in a spot where I look out of every window and all I see are trees. I'm in the middle of a forest. And there's, even though there's a there's a lot of maintenance to do in the forest, you know, with the moss and the leaves and the nature, there was a day this week where I really didn't have a lot of plans. I didn't have a day planned. I didn't have chores. I there was absolutely nothing on my list of things to do. Absolutely nothing. Now, I mastered the feeling good about myself doing nothing in California. I didn't master doing nothing and feeling good about myself in Oregon. Okay? So it's a morning, and I'm don't have anything scheduled. I'm sitting outside, and it's very nice. Weather is gorgeous. I'm sitting outside, and I notice, because I'm very detailed, I noticed that there is a rock there's where I live, there's walls of rocks, you know, that they plant against the hills. So the drainage, it's a landscaping thing. Anyway, there's a group of rocks near the house, and there was this one spot that I just focused on, and there wasn't a rock there. It was an empty spot. So I said, I'm going to find a rock that's going to fit right in that spot. I'm going to fill in that spot with another rock. And then it's going to be nice. It's going to be uniform. It's going to look perfect, blah, 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 blah. Where's my rock? And it probably took me 15 minutes to go hiking and searching for the perfect rock, to fill in the space. Well, I found the perfect rock, and I nestled it right in between where there wasn't a rock and there needed a rock to be, and I put that special rock right where it was supposed to be, and then I sat down and I stared at that rock, and I got a phone call. And... I repeated what I did to my soulmate. My soulmate called me, and I repeated what I did to my soulmate. I said, because he asked me, what have you done today? And I said, well, I moved a rock. He said, oh, you're doing the universe's business. You're handling important business today. And it threw me off for a second. But then in the next second, I realized, you know what? He's right. Why am I thinking moving a rock from one spot to another spot to fill in an empty spot? Why am I thinking that's not important? Why am I thinking that's nothing? Because it's the programming. When you're suffering, when you're bothered, when you're not at peace, when you're anxious, when you're not feeling balanced, when you're feeling dissatisfied, when you're feeling the opposite of contentment, ask yourself if you're thinking or feeling that anything is important and serious. Because I know for me that if there's something going on and I attach a label of importance or seriousness to it, I'm instantly bothered. And when I let everything go and say, okay, just take care of it, it's going to happen, you know, what is it? It is what it is, it's going to happen, I'm going to contribute to whatever, however I need to contribute to this moment, but I'm going to do it with a peaceful, peaceful heart and a peaceful, peaceful state of mind. When I say life is an on-call position, I mean that the way to peace, the way to remain and maintain peace is to remain and maintain being open and ready for all change. Open and ready and get more familiar and more comfortable with growth. Because growth can be, let me say this, I'm going to say for myself, it's very uncomfortable, it's very painful, but the rewards of growth, the rewards of personal growth are immeasurable. If you offered me $500 million right now to go back and be the person I was 6 months ago or a year ago, you could have your $500 million. Now, there was a time I couldn't say that, but I know the value and I know the worth and I know the importance of being at peace and having a peaceful state of mind. And I'm here to say, what else is there? What else is there? So this life is really about having a strategy, having strategies, and there is a formula for happiness. And when I say there's a formula, there is only one element, there is only one ingredient in the formula for your happiness, and that ingredient is you. And that ingredient is you looking in the mirror for answers for everything. All of your power, all of your awareness, all of your consciousness, that's all you. You have the power to be conscious, to remain conscious, to stay aware in every single moment. So moving a rock from one spot to another, I found out, I learned that that's very important in the universe. The universe needed me. The universe needed me. Hold on a second. Hold on a second, audience. I don't even know why this is. Why is that? We're doing that. Oh, gee. Technical. Okay, where was I? I don't even remember. Let me look at my notes. You know, let me say this. One of the senior citizen members, because I told you I volunteer at the senior center every week, and one of the seniors that I met died this week. And when I spoke with him, he was coming from the hospital about 3 weeks ago. When I spoke with him on the phone, you know, when I meet people, one of the things that is my signature is my sense of humor. Believe it. Now, whether you think I'm funny, it's a totally different thing. But there are a lot of people that think I'm funny. And I like being light and I like being funny. It's really my nature. And this gentleman that died was in a wheelchair and he had one leg. And this guy was so open to fun and humor. He would always come in with an off-color joke. When I say off-color, I mean it was really, really, really bad and raunchy. It was great. I was okay with whatever he came in with. It was fun. And then when I would cook, he would be the one to let me know that I left bay leaves in the soup. So our running joke was whenever I served him soup or whatever lunch he decided that he wanted, I would always add bay leaves to this meal. And I would always just put fresh bay leaves in because he would always complain about having to pick out too many bay leaves. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Herb. Hey, Herb. Thank you for your spirit and your energy. And my life was enriched by knowing you. And anybody out there listening, this is. I just want to end with this. Your energy affects the world. Whatever you are vibrating, whether it's anger, whether it's sadness, whether it's regret, whether it's annoyance, whether it's peace, whether it's contentment, whether it's satisfaction, whether it's joy, whatever you are vibrating is what you are contributing to the world. And I've said this before. So that's why we all have a responsibility to pay attention to our energy. I remember seeing someone the other day stick his hand out the window and drop trash on the road. You know, somebody that was littering. Now, there was a time in my life where, oh, my God, somebody littering would put me into a tailspin. It really bothered me. And now I see somebody littering, I look and I see it. If I'm close, I pick it up, I put it in the trash. But this vibration of being annoyed and being bothered that somebody's littering and, oh, my God, and how important it is and the cost to not litter and keep the planet clean and on is not necessary, is not contributing to the peace, to the betterment. It's not serving this planet. You want to serve the planet? Serve the person in the mirror. You want to serve the planet? Prioritize peace, acceptance of every moment, trust, let go, choose your perspective, live consciously, choose your focus, stay out of other people's business, surrender, humble the ego, recognize the ego, humble the ego, let the ego know that everything that's coming out of your, whatever's coming out, whatever thoughts you're coming out, I already know that they're already programmed. Let the ego know, hey, I love you, ego, but you're not going to be the center of my focus. And your thoughts, your notions, your focus is not going to be my focus. Anything that you label important and or serious is going to subtract from your peace. The solution, just label it as an experience. Without a judgment, without a feeling of importance. It's a practice. And remember, whatever you learned, you can unlearn. Happiness is a practiced skill. It is about the practice. When I say life is an on-call position, I mean that it is up to us to be ready for every moment in a relaxed, peaceful state, regardless of what the next moment brings. That's the practice. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel, I do have a YouTube channel and it is out there, Reality Spirituality. Check it out. I have a couple of videos. Yes. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. I am going to be starting to teach a class at the local junior college, The Truth About Happiness. Yes. And until next week, my second book, The Program for Unhappiness, will be out one of these days. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. And you're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. It is about the journey. So how are we going to travel on it? You're listening to Reality Spirituality. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh,
yeah. Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.